We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now and talk to Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Good morning, Mike. Happy football Friday. The Saints have their guy in Taysom Hill. It doesn't look like it.
Well, now look. It's funny because there's a group of fans out there that I refer to as Tuanon who are irrationally and zealously supportive of Tua Tagovailoa no matter what he does. There's another group out there, and I'm not sure of the extent of the overlap. I call them Tainon, which are irrationally and zealously obsessed with saying that Taysom Hill has no business playing quarterback. I think the truth for both guys is in the middle somewhere. I mean, it's kind of hard to do much with an offense where you don't have anyone available to help you out. Your receivers are a bunch of no-name guys who would have a hard time making other rosters. Alvin Kamara is out again. Your tight ends are guys that no one's ever heard of. So he rushed for over 100 yards, and he messed up his finger early in the game. But I think if the Saints truly want to be a high-end team, they need to aim higher than Taysom Hill. They need to get a Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers trade up in the draft, and they may not need to trade up. They may finish high enough that they don't have to trade up to get a young quarterback that Sean Payton can groom. They clearly have issues at that position, and it's one of the reasons why they've lost five in a row now and are on the outside looking in the playoff field.
Mike, have you had a chance to just – I know you got a lot of different things going, a lot of different storylines – to look at all the teams potentially, once again in the NFL, that are saying in December, wow, we got to go out and find a franchise quarterback or an upgrade at quarterback. We got at least eight, Mike. At least eight right now. Where do you find them all? There's only so many Russell Wilsons, and no, God only knows what Aaron Rodgers is going to do, and Deshaun Watson. I don't know. These things might go on for the next 20 years, these lawsuits. It's just, where are you going to find them in a year where there are not supposed to be a lot of good quarterbacks in college?
Well, and they always say there's not a lot of great quarterbacks in college, and the coaches get involved in the scouting process after their season ends, and all of a sudden guys start bubbling up that maybe we weren't thinking about. So I think there will still be that group of guys that coaches will fall in love with coming into the NFL who have a very low financial risk attached to them. But, you know, I think the fact that there's been this influx of young quarterbacks, that teams have finally realized, instead of taking a quarterback who did – one thing, ran one offense well in college and expect him to run a different offense just as well at the NFL level, we'll just let him do what he did at the college level and we'll build our offense around him. And lo and behold, these guys are pretty damn good. I think because of that, we see teams more willing to move on from their veteran quarterbacks. Yeah. It used to be if the guy was just good enough, you kept him forever. Now it's every team out there that doesn't have a franchise quarterback is trying to find one. And they're willing to throw overboard the guy they have. They're willing to let the bird in the hand fly away in pursuit of that franchise guy. So, yeah, I think it's going to be another interesting offseason where a lot of quarterbacks are going to be moving. They're going to be available. And, the Dolphins right now are still trying to figure out whether or not they're going to be one of those teams. And to his credit, Tua has internalized any and all frustration he may have had about the Deshaun Watson talk. And I believe there was plenty of frustration, plenty of angst and just hurt feelings about the fact that they weren't giving him a fair shot and basically throwing him overboard for Deshaun, and he's turned it into some great performances. So, you know, they may decide at the end of the year, we don't need Deshaun Watson. We got our Deshaun Watson.
Seven straight losses, four straight wins. Giants on deck, bye week. Then you got the Jets. Can this team get back to 500? You jumping on the train at this point? They're going to be 7-7 by Christmas?
When they beat the Ravens a couple of weeks ago, I looked at the schedule and I said, okay, they go to the Jets, and then they literally are home for the holidays. They
right.
come back and they've got home games from Thanksgiving week until Christmas. They don't go anywhere until the 27th for the Monday night game against the Saints, which all of a sudden is looking like a manageable game. I think they get to 7-7. And then the question becomes, what do they do with the last three games? And is that enough when we start doing all the permutations? We'll start having Steve Kornacki on Football Night in America
right.
soon. And we literally will, because we'll have all the percentages about what's going to happen. And this year is going to be harder than ever to parse it all out because so many teams are alive. I think the number was there's 25 teams with five or more wins going into this week 13, and that's the most ever. I mean, this is Pete Rozelle's vision for the NFL come to fruition. That extra week, I feel like that we accordion the NFL by one more week, and it's really made things a lot more interesting. So the Dolphins are going to be right in the thick of that if they can keep winning these games. That they should. Now we can say they should be winning these games. They should beat the Giants. They should win next weekend. And we could say maybe they should beat the Saints.
Yeah.
Or next, whenever they have their bye. When
bye.
They come out of their bye. That's
right.
You know who we mean.
Hey, let's jump on the other one. And Antonio Brown, and if his coach comes out and says, no, he did everything right. Bruce Arians goes, and his attorney said, no, he did this. Don't let the media start this stuff. And it was just a disgruntled personal chef. And all of a sudden, we find out the old fake vaccination card was in play. What'd you think about the three-game suspension for Antonio Brown, who just continues to be a turd? I miss your turd watch. He really is a turd. What's your take?
Hey, 2 weeks ago, I'm sure I said it on this show, if you'd have had odds from Points Bet, DraftKings, FanDuel, whoever, on the player most likely to be accused of using a fake vaccination card, Antonio Brown would have been the favorite. And I'm glad the NFL did what they had to do. I'm glad they did the full investigation. And it wasn't just Antonio Brown. It was Mike Edwards, who's a safety on the Buccaneers, and John Franklin III, who was with the team up until the middle of August when he was cut. Three guys who have been found guilty of misrepresenting their vaccination status. I feel like the NFL is trying to tiptoe around this because they're concerned about the broader implication, which is if you got three guys who did it in Tampa, you probably got guys with other teams that did it too. And I asked the NFL, are you going to take this now and use this as the launching pad to explore the rabbit hole of how widespread this fake vaccination card issue is? Because it's pretty serious to have guys who aren't vaccinated behaving as if they are vaccinated in the faces without masks on of teammates, coaches, et cetera. And the NFL is not doing that, and they haven't done it yet. They told me that 80% of the guys who were vaccinated at the team facilities. So there's 20% of the league that was vaccinated elsewhere. And all they've done is they've asked the teams the positive rate, the guys who are vaccinated who have gotten COVID, is the rate the same for the 80% who were vaccinated on site and the 20% who were vaccinated off site? And there's been no difference detected. So I guess the NFL's deciding we don't need to go vet all these cards. I don't buy that. I don't like that. I think they should vet the cards. But that's one of the what happens next questions that comes out of this. And the answer seems to be nothing. But as to Brown, hey, Peter King made this point on PFT Live. When they signed Brown in October of 2020, Bruce Arians, the coach of the Buccaneers, said to Peter, he screws up one time, he's gone. Okay? He screwed up. And this is a big one. Bruce Arians is a three-time cancer survivor. And Antonio Brown was in and around Arians' space without a mask, acting as if he's vaccinated. Tom Moore, their offensive consultant, is 83. You know, these breakthrough infections happen. And who's vulnerable? The older members of our society and the cancer survivors and others with compromised immune systems. So, hey, this gets back to the old adage, excuses are made for the stars and examples are made of the scrubs. If Antonio Brown was not viewed as a key piece of that puzzle as they try to win a Super Bowl, he would be gone. But because they need him, they're going to find a way to stick handle their way through it and keep Antonio Brown, notwithstanding what Bruce Arians said last year.
And you know, the other part of this is so funny because we've seen it so much down here with this guy over the last couple of years. that somebody's accused him of not paying, whether it's a personal chef, somebody doing his kid's party, his social media handler furniture. That was doing all his stuff, furniture. Like, he's always looking to stiff somebody, and it always comes back, or this, we would have never known about this, Mike.
Well, and that's what's amazing to me. As long as all these other guys are paying the bills of their live-in chefs, no one's going to flip and tell the world that they're not really vaccinated. And that is a hell of a way for rules to be enforced. We just keep our head in the sand until some crazy set of facts unfolds and we find out because Antonio Brown yet again isn't paying one of his bills. And how dumb do you have to be? Somebody said that to me when this all came up. How dumb do you have to be to do this? And I said, precisely as dumb as Antonio Brown is. That's the test. If you are Antonio Brown, that's what you do.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's just an interesting situation that Antonio Brown is now in the middle of at this point. Yeah, I don't think Tom Brady will let him cut him, right? At that point, Tom Brady's going to go to Bruce and say, I'll take care of it.
Again,
he'll live with me. He's the
GM and the head coach of the team. He's not going to let them cut his guy. And, you know, he's also lucky he didn't get suspended more than 3 games, because when this first came up, the NFL said that this is something that would be evaluated under the personal conduct policy. And I've asked the league about this because, fine, okay, if it's under the personal conduct policy, Antonio Brown's a repeat offender. He was suspended 8 games last year under the personal conduct policy. And at one point over the past 10, 15 years, they made it clear to everybody that repeat offenders get increased penalties. So if Mike Edwards and John Franklin get 3, Antonio Brown is a repeat offender, should get more than 3. So I'm going to be curious to see what the answer to that question is, because I've asked the league, if this is a personal conduct policy thing, why wasn't he treated as a repeat offender, and why didn't he get more than the other guys got?
Mike, I got to talk to you about the other topic that we've seen this past week that's kind of tied to the NFL, and that is we got a lot of college football coaches making a hell of a lot and having a lot longer contracts than we see in the NFL. Are we going to start to see some NFL coaches that may not feel real good about their job or just get tired of – that might jump on one of these big-time 10-year, 90-plus million-dollar contracts with Lear Jets and everything else thrown in?
Well, either jump on it or use it as leverage to get a better deal with the team they're currently with. I think that's why Cliff Kingsbury – was so circumspect about the possibility of going to Oklahoma and wouldn't rule it out. And that's why I think Mike Tomlin probably shouldn't have been so upset when he was asked about USC a few weeks ago. You should embrace that. It's good for you. It's good for other institutions to want to hire you. That helps you secure your future with the team that you currently work for. And, you know, I've talked to some people about how difficult or easy it would be for one of these teams to leave. Cause I always thought one of these coaches to leave for the college ranks, because I thought with Nick Saban, and I remember hearing that he had in his contract a clause that allowed him to pull the plug and go back to college anytime he wanted. And that's part of the leverage you have when you're Nick Saban and everybody wants to hire you. And it does come down to team-by-team contracts, what's in there. And then, regardless of what's in there, would a team, if a head coach says, I really don't want to be here, I want to go coach at USC, Oklahoma, LSU, wherever – would that team say, sorry, we're not letting you out? Because do you really want the guy who's the CEO of your organization to not want to be there? Because, you know, it's not quite going to be George Costanza driving around with the Super Bowl trophies attached to the bumper of his car in an effort to get fired, but you're not going to have the best possible team you can have if your head coach doesn't want to be there.
Mike, as good as Saquon Barkley was when he came into the league and played, and as good as Christian McCaffrey's been, especially his first 3 years when he played in, I think, 16 games every season, have those two guys ruined it for the rest of the running back position going forward on giving guys big money and big money deals, considering what's happened to those two, being the top of their position and now, look, not really playing that much in 2 years?
Well, I think the reality is the teams ruin it by using top 10 picks on running backs. Because if you take a Christian McCaffrey, 8th overall, like the Panthers did in 2017, and he has 3 solid years, and along the way he becomes only the 3rd running back in league history to rush for over 1,000 yards and have over 1,000 yards receiving, joining Marshall Faulk and Roger Craig in that very small and exclusive club, then you've got to pay him. You've got to pay him. They set up the rookie wage scale so the guys who get taken in the top 10 don't get paid like they used to get paid under the idea that Ryan Leaf and Jamarcus Russell are going to take all this money out of the system and never earn it. Okay, fine. I've had my 3 good years. It's time for me to get the money that was withheld from me under the possibility that I wasn't going to be very good. I'm good. Pay me now. That's what the Panthers did with McCaffrey. That's what the Cowboys did with Ezekiel Elliott, who I think they'd love to be able to get rid of right now, but his contract keeps them from doing it. Now, with Barkley, the good news for the Giants is this is all manifesting itself before they have to give him a second contract. So they're dodging that bullet. The bullet comes when you make the running back a top 10 pick. Now, for guys taken later in the process, if they become star players, you have to ask yourself, do we want to continue with, you know, Alvin Kamara, Dalvin Cook, Derrick Henry, or do we want to move on? But when you look at the list, and it's been making the rounds of the 10 highest paid running backs and what their current status is, there's an argument to be made. You have a revolving door of guys who fill a role, like what the Patriots do, like what the Dolphins are developing, like what the 49ers do. No one guy becomes the center of the offense, and then no one guy ever becomes the guy that you feel compelled to give big money to, and then he's injured all the time after you've paid him.
Yeah, I can say sooner or later, man, all those touches against the best tacklers in the world, it finally breaks you down. Hey, I got to ask you this one about the Washington football team. Is that investigation still going on, or where are they? Is the bottom line, we just figure John Gruden's a bad guy and loses his job and is done, or do you expect more to still happen?
I expect more to happen. Look, John Gruden's lawsuit has moved forward. Next week, the NFL will be required to respond to the lawsuit that was filed November 11th-ish or thereabouts in Nevada. And then Congress continues to push the NFL for more information in response to the inquiry that came in early November. As a result of everything that bubbled up because of Gruden, Congress wants to know more about how the investigation was done, how the information was handled. So that's there, too. And now the latest curveball this week is the RG3 book that comes out next August, where he's either a witness to sexual harassment that happened with Washington, or he knows something about it, or, you know, when he was pressed on it this week. Because the criticism is, if you know something, you don't tuck it away in a book that doesn't come out for 9 months. If you know something that happened at a time when the public is concerned about this, when Congress is concerned about it, you say it. And he created this vague sense that maybe he's a victim, too, which that would completely change the analysis of what happened in Washington if the starting quarterback was one of the victims of sexual harassment. That goes against everything that we've otherwise believed about the situation there. So it's going to be interesting to see. But, you know, it's stories need oxygen like fire. And, you know, they need new developments in order to keep going. There will be some oxygen that'll get added to this what's now just kind of embers with the Washington football team, but it's not done yet. There's going to be some developments coming up. It's just a question of when.
Mike, thank you as always for your time too.
Thanks,
we
Mike.
Had nothing to talk about today.
Thanks, yeah, guys. Thanks, yeah. Have a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.